Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Two!
Filthy!
Nerds!
Because we're filthy.
And we're nerds.
And there's two of us.
There sure are. And you can join us. And there are going to be more than two of us over on Patreon. Right now, we have live patrons listening and watching Nicole hump the air, I think. Patreon.com/twofilthynerds.
I'm air humping, you guys.
She is. She's nearly doing that oil rig thing that she did. Which you've only heard about unless you were on Patreon the day we filmed it, because it's exclusive hot content.
Oil rig content.
And speaking of exclusive hot, hot content, we're exposing ourselves.
Oh! Expose yourself, baby. Show me your goods.
Yeah, exposing ourselves. Insert a jingle here that
exposing
we don't have,
yourself,
but we should.
Showing
That'd be
you
cool.
Things you might not want to see. Exposing yourself.
Nudity
oh,
of the brain.
No, I don't consent. So show me anyways.
No, no, that don't put, don't. No.
What?
Nicole, this is consented exposure.
Yeah,
we're
yeah,
exposing
yeah.
ourselves.
What are you exposing me to?
Wieners.
I already know about wieners.
Hot dogs.
Oh.
The kind you put in your mouth for nourishment, not for approval.
Let me tell you something right now.
I don't want to hear about how you feel nourished by dicks.
I feel nourished by approval.
I mean, I know. We all know.
Wait, hold on, I'm gonna fart.
I have to carry these microphones around, and that's going to live in... I just heard the typing of our producer writing, cut out the fart.
Sam, could you hear that?
He's ignoring us. Rightfully so.
Oh, well, you wouldn't have... Sam, if you take out my fart, I'm going to be really pissed.
She's never going to listen back.
I will 1,000% listen
back.
She will
never listen back. She will forget in 5 minutes that she's a thing to listen back to. We're going to end this podcast. She's going to forget everything we ever said about hot dogs.
All right.
I know, because we have the same brain.
About exposure.
Listen, so by the time we're recording this, it is only 2 days after the big, 7-4. But by the time this comes out, it's been a full week. Maybe you're still eating leftover hot dogs. July 30th, by the way, National Hot Dog Day. Did you know that there is a National Hot Dog and Sausage Council? Like, there is a whole...
By the way, what is that election process?
I don't think I want to know.
By the way, who's like, I got to run for that? And also, who's like, I got to vote for that?
I mean, now that I know it's a thing, me. I want to be on the board of directors of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Hi, as a representative for the NHDSC. Hi, I'm with the NHDSC. Sorry, what is that? Like, as if it's a government agency, you're like, the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council.
What's it called? Those people, lobbyists? There's, like, lobbyists for, like...
Hot dog lobbyists?
Oscar Mayer Wiener has their own lobbyists that they send to the...
I mean, there might be. I could see that being... Because it's like, there's got to be people who've been like, we've got to stop hot dogs.
And there's also got to be people who are like, listen, you need to let everyone know that hot dogs are not okay, but ours are.
Well, you know what's so funny is that, first of all, before I get into any of this, let me preface this by saying... And you only don't know this if, if you're listening, if you've been under a rock for the last entire time we've been doing this podcast, I love hot dogs.
I mean, hot dogs are great. Where's your favorite dog?
Honestly, Costco.
Yeah, Costco dogs.
Nothing beats a Costco dog. I don't know what it is about those little, like, I think it's like, it's full beef kosher, but it's got like the little mustard seed bun. What is that? What are those seeds on the bun? It's like little,
maybe sesame seeds.
It's not sesame seeds though. They're like tinier.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, but it's perfect, whatever it is.
It is a perfect dog.
Let me ask you this. What do you put on your hot dogs?
Relish.
Just relish?
Just relish. What about you?
Good answer. I like, you know what? I really honestly like them plain, but I'll often put mustard on.
I love them plain. If I'm gonna do a topping at all, it's relish, but I usually just like them plain. There is something that is just so perfect about a nice doughy bun and a juicy dog.
Yeah, it's just like you want the taste. Not to sound perverted, but it's like I want the taste of the meat.
When you were a kid, and I'm assuming you ate hot dogs as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
So
microwaved them a lot. Okay. No one took care of me.
So my grandma was like, no, you can't microwave them. You have to boil them.
Boiled hot dogs are an abomination to hot dogs.
That's how I ate hot
dogs. Literally, I went to Pink's once because, okay, if you don't know, Pink's is a staple location in Los Angeles.
They boil their dogs.
Famous for hot dogs. I waited outside in a long line, got up there, and realized they boil their hot dogs.
Ew.
I was like, this is disgusting. Everyone here, I stopped. You should all be ashamed of yourselves waiting in this line for boiled hot dogs. How dare you?
And then your soapbox broken and you got a splinter.
Yeah. I got covered in hot dog water. And I was like, chug. This is a real thing. The NHDSC, National Hot Dog and mm-hmm. Sausage Committee. Committee? Convention? What is it called? Mm-hmm. National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Mm-hmm. Right. It's, according to them, proper hot dog etiquette. Mm-hmm. No one over 18 should put ketchup on a hot dog. That is a children's maneuver.
Wow.
Did you ever eat? Let me ask you this.
Why did they pick the age of 18? Because you can vote? They're like, listen, as soon as you're able to pick the president of the United States,
you should be able to pick the right condiments for your fucking hot dog.
Not
just as important.
Very much just as important.
Yeah. I mean, what's more important? The leader of the free world?
You're gonna
or mustard?
You're going to be able to pick the leader of the free world. You're going to be able to pick your condiments.
And get drafted for war.
You're also going to go to college and get a higher education.
Oh. Or get drafted for war and still not be able to drink. Okay. Did you ever like make a hot dog yourself as a little kid?
I remember one time I went over to a friend's house and her dad.
I feel like your mom wouldn't let you like make food as a kid.
Oh no, I was allowed to make food.
Okay.
My friend's dad grilled hot dogs and then chopped them up and then put them in
macaroni and cheese.
No, put them in beans.
Oh, so Frank and beans. So someone in our chat, John, one of our patrons, you can be in our chat too, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. Right before we started recording. But when we were talking about what this episode's going to be about, he has neighbors that just got a second dog. They had a dog named Frank. They just got a second one named Beans.
I mean, that's the life.
That's classic white trash food is Kraft macaroni and cheese with little pieces of hot dog cut up in there.
I mean, the things I did with Kraft macaroni and cheese, I loved putting tuna in Kraft macaroni and cheese. I loved putting ketchup in Kraft macaroni and cheese. I would put a hot dog in it. That sounds really good. But when my friend's dad did he like grilled the hot dog, so there was a little bit of char on him, and then chopped him up and put him in the beans, I was like, oh yeah, this is the way you have beans. And from then on, I was like, I will never have beans plain.
Yeah.
There has to be a chopped up dog in it.
I mean, it's so good. I remember my mom, like my dad had a grill for a while, and my mom used to have him like char the fuck out of her hot dog. And she'd be like, I just like really like, I like it super burnt. But then I got older and I was like, I think she just burned stuff. And she's trying to like get us to
make
think
it sound
that
like
that's like a tasty thing.
Hilarious.
I
she's
used
like,
to,
oh what, your taste buds don't enjoy this? This is
like
delicious.
I was like, this is carbon. Like this is pure. This
she's like, and it tastes good and it's good for you.
And I was like, wow, you should stop drinking. She just
only that.
Anything
that
tastes good after
10
Heinekens at 10 a.m. Like it's
cap.
Gotta love her. I'm gonna see her this weekend. Well, by the time this happens, I'm at her place. I'm currently at her place. By the time you're listening to this, if it's right when it drops, we've seen Garth Brooks. Has she gone off the wagon? Place your bets, you guys. Tweet at Two Filthy Nerds if you think my mom cheated and drank at the Garth Brooks concert.
Did
this
she
week.
Go off the wagon and let the wagon drag her down? Yeah.
Did she go from the wagon
the Vegas Strip
to the rodeo where her eyes were cold and restless because she drank herself into a stupor?
More facts. Give me more facts. I want to know more.
Okay, before we get back into the facts, let me just tell you a snack I used to do when my parents would leave me alone, which was all the time. Big dinner for me. You know, as you know, most of what I ate between the grades of fourth to seventh were Top Ramen. But occasionally, when the supplies permitted, I would take a hot dog, usually Oscar Mayer, off-brand. The poor person off Oscar Mayer, but like that kind of vibe, just to really paint the picture. And we had Kraft singles. They probably weren't Kraft. They were probably also the off-brand.
Oh, you naughty bitch.
I wrapped it in the cheese, microwaved it. And I always microwaved it like, I think 1.5 minutes, which in my microwave was just enough to like explode the hot dog a little.
Uh-huh.
So like the ends got all thick.
Uh-huh.
And I really thought that I was sophisticated cutting up my hot dog and eating it in bites.
Oh,
my hot dog with Kraft cheese
adorable.
On it.
Adorable.
I mean, it's really pathetic.
Kraft American singles.
Kraft American singles. And it just cuts to a bunch of American singles. Yeah. For sad people who are alone and don't know how to take care of themselves.
And who don't know what cheese
It really basically
like.
Is like plastic.
Yeah. Have you ever seen someone set cheese on fire? Set an American Kraft single on fire?
No. That's...
Don't ever watch it if you want to have another one.
Well, speaking of that, have you ever watched The Making of Hot Dogs?
Yes, that I've seen, and that turned me off of hot dogs for a while.
I never have, and I've heard people go, don't ever look at how they're made.
Don't. It took me a while to get back.
What's funny is the gist of how they're made is, like, the leftover parts on the meat floor are ground up and put into sausage casing. But if you go to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council website, which is, of course, hot-dog.org,
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
This is a real website, and you click on the how they're made, they say, select pieces of the beef are that specially chosen pieces of the meat are put aside, blended with spices and a little bit of water, and then put in the sausage casing. Not whatever's left on the floor. They don't go, the asshole of the pig is ground up and put in a sausage casing. They go, select portions of the animal.
By the way, it's like the shake of the pig.
I mean, it's disgusting.
Wait, what are the spices that go in a hot dog? Does it say?
You know what? They didn't list official ones. They just said definitely not ketchup. This is a big thing. There has been disputes about where the hot dog first got started, like who started the hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
I think the majority of hot dog historians, which is just one guy that runs this website probably.
Yeah. There's Did you have to pluralize hot dog historians?
Yeah, I didn't. No, it's just a guy named Jeff.
Oh, you mean Alan? From Pittsburgh?
If you had to guess where the main place, the city that hot dogs are from, where would you think?
Where would they be from? I'm going to go with somewhere in Illinois.
Okay. You got to name a town.
Naperville.
Naperville, Illinois. Mm-hmm. When I tell you the name of this city, you're going to feel so stupid.
Okay.
Frankfurt, Germany. Frankfurt! They're, I mean, they're like old hot dogs are called Frankfurters.
It's really annoying.
What, the Germans do everything the best? That's so embarrassing that people are like, German engineers are so smart. Yeah, we did the Holocaust, but what about hot dogs, huh? Yeah, little whoopsie, but we gave you hot dogs. Miller Park in Milwaukee. Every Major League Baseball team sells hot dogs. The Milwaukee team, that's the only park that sells more sausages than regular hot dogs.
In Milwaukee?
Yeah. Hot dogs first started getting sold at baseball games in 1893. By the way, in 1987, mm-hmm. in Frankfurt, Germany, they celebrated the 500th year of hot dogs. Hot dogs have been running the fucking game for a long
time. By the way, I love that. I love that in Frankfurt, Germany, they're probably like, listen, I know you guys want to put a Holocaust museum here, but I, you know
what about a hot dog cost? Sorry. Imagine.
By the way,
imagine going to visit the gravesite of your.
Our producer, Gene, just said, only Americans eat those Nazi tubes.
I'm sorry. Every fucking American eats hot dogs, unless they're vegan, in which case they're eating Impossible hot dogs. Listen to this.
By the way, does Impossible make hot dogs?
Beyond does. I don't know if Impossible does. On July 4th, which we just had, of course, it is estimated that Americans eat 150 million hot dogs, which if you laid them down is enough to stretch from DC to LA more than 5 times. So
that's fucking nuts.
Yeah. That's, maybe only Americans eat the Nazi tubes, but we eat the also I feel like the Nazi ones were probably more the like original sausages.
Yeah. Like I want to know who invented the Americanized hot dog. You know, one that's made of the select premium parts.
I don't know, but you know what Mickey Mouse's first words on screen were?
Hot dog?
Hot dog! Yeah, they really were. I can't do an impression. But.
Oh, hot dog!
Oh, hot dog!
Just do Melissa Villaseñor.
Hot dog! I can't.
Oh, it's wild. She really does sound like Mickey.
Franklin Roosevelt, when he met the Queen and King of England, he served them hot dogs. King George and Queen Elizabeth. King George ate too. Because that's how fucking good hot dogs are. Yeah, suck my dick, King George. That's what he said. Oh, why don't you chow down on this wiener, King George? And he did. He fucking did. Also, why is every king from England named King George, except for the guy now who's, what, dead? Oh, he is dead. It was the same guy, wasn't it? How many Elizabeths have there been? I don't understand the royal family. They don't have any power, but they seem to have power. What's going on over there? That has nothing to do with hot dogs.
I went to a restaurant the other night, a nice steakhouse, and they had cocktail weenies wrapped in phyllo dough. And they were goddamn delicious.
I'm sorry, you mean pigs in a blanket?
They called them cocktail weenies wrapped in phyllo dough.
What restaurant was this?
Called Craig's in Beverly Hills, the one I told you about that you have to go to.
If you work or curate the menu at Craig's and you're listening to this, behalf of most of America, let me just go ahead and say, go fuck yourself. That is a pig in the cocktail weenies wrapped in phyllo dough. That is a fucking pig in a blanket. Man up and eat pigs in a blanket. Did you ever do the Little Smokies? Someone in the chat just said it, but like my family for Super Bowl, my mom would put a bunch of the little tiny weenies in a crock pot with like a barbecue sauce. Oh.
Hold on. I'm going to see what it's officially called.
This is officially an ASMR podcast.
Oh, it is called Pigs in a Blanket.
Oh, so you just.
I didn't order it.
Like an alien. They had cocktail hot dog. Cocktail weenies.
I was assuming, I didn't remember seeing pigs in a blanket on the menu. That's so I was like, oh.
That sounds like something that the mother from Arrested Development would say, trying to explain a pig in a blanket.
I gotta be honest, it was goddamn delicious. And then they gave you ketchup, mustard-seeded ketchup.
Mustard-seeded ketchup?
The seedy ketchup.
Wait, you didn't order this? But it was at your table.
Somebody ordered it for the table. Yeah.
Pigs in a blanket for the table? That's my dream, by the way. I want to go to every restaurant and go, we'll have a round of hot dogs for the table.
A round of hot dogs?
A round of... A wiener's on me.
How many wieners in a serving? How many wieners on the plate? Six? Six servings of the six servings.
That's not a pig in a blanket. That's my ex-wife.
They were little nuggets, by the way. So tiny.
There's never enough. So like if tiny. Those are in a hors d'oeuvre at a wedding, I'm the person who's like,
You're like, let me use that cup not for a beverage, but to put my dogs.
Just a fucking mug full of pigs in a blanket. Yeah, that absolutely.
Dude, somebody just wrote, we're having chili dogs tonight with elk meat chili.
That's.
Sam, please report back. We want to know how that goes.
Our producer, Sam, has. Yeah, he's. I want to know. I had a little bit of elk meat. It looks really good in photos. It was fine. But something about the texture, it didn't do it for me. But I'm curious
like
to hear what the chili. Apparently, it's supposed to be really good for you in terms of like nutrients per whatever with elk meat. Because you can get a lot of nutrients from meat.
Very
vegans want to tell you you can't. And I'm sure there's other ways to get it. But there are, in fact, nutrients in meat. Which is why hot dogs are so important. Hot dogs, one of the first foods eaten on the moon. I don't know if that's true. I didn't know food was eaten on the moon, to be honest. It's just on this list.
By the way, I love that somebody got to the moon and they had a hankering for hot dog.
Oh, I could use a hot
like of all the things
right
they
now.
Had in this in the space cupboard, the spaceship.
It was probably Cosmo the dog. Lutz or whatever his name
is. That's why there's no more Cosmo.
Guess, okay. In 2018, guess how much money consumers in US supermarkets spent on hot dogs.
In 2018?
In the year 2018, which is the last time, of course, the hot dog census only happens every 27 years.
I'm going to say $100 million.
$3 billion was spent on hot dogs. Like, no wonder we have an obesity epidemic. $3 billion?
That's wild.
Three?
And by the way, I bet $1 billion of that was Costco.
I mean...
Oh, no question God. About it.
I want a Costco hot dog right now. Listen, we're almost done, but okay. So have you ever gotten, you ever see the hot dog carts in New York?
Yes.
For a prime spot right outside Central Park Zoo? That the real estate there is like $300,000 per year. For the cost of a nice but small, not too modest home in most of the Midwest, you could also run a hot dog cart outside of the Central Park Zoo. Which is filled with who knows what kind of animal's urine, but that's what makes it taste better.
That is the most wild thing I've heard.
If you could eat a hot dog with one celebrity, who would it be?
Probably someone who loves baseball. Because I feel like a hot dog's such a base. It's like I equate it with baseball. Mickey Mantle. Do they have to be alive?
They don't have to be alive, but... Oh, there go the dogs.
I'd like to eat a hot dog with Mickey Mantle.
Someone in our chat said they want to eat one with Stormy Daniels. Most of Americans, according to a survey, would like to eat one with Betty White. And also, I'm going to wrap up this episode with what was considered ESPN's quote of the year after the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council reacted to a fan throwing a hot dog at Tiger Woods during a sporting event. And that quote, from the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, after a fan threw a hot dog at Tiger Woods at a sporting event, was, hot dogs are meant to be enjoyed, not weaponized. So you will not be seeing any hot dogs at Stark Industries, but you will be seeing lots of other stuff. You guys, I hope you enjoyed.
Don't weaponize a hot dog.
No, but weaponize, never mind, I was going to say something that'll get us canceled. Weaponize your real wiener. Don't do that either.
Don't
listen,
do that either, yeah.
Enjoy hot dogs, enjoy whatever. We will see you later this week with more from the Marvel Universe. We love you. Don't forget to follow us at Two Filthy Nerds on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Join the Fellowship of the Filthy Nerds Facebook group. Send us your memes. And for God's sake, join our Patreon, patreon.com/twofilthynerds.
We love you so much. Goodbye.
I want a hot dog.
Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.